Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1358, and the writing is Shin number 510. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of the brachas of Netilas Yadayim, or washing the hands in general. So another situation which comes up when one would have to wash the hands is when one cuts their hair. They get a haircut, you get a haircut. This is true whether whether one cuts the hair themselves, because sometimes some people cut the hair themselves, or somebody else cuts the hair for them. In any case, the one who's had the hair cut, they have to wash the hands. Now, it's because of the fact that you have an impure spirit rests on the hands when the hair is actually cut. Now, in the above case, after cutting the hair, both the one whose hair was cut and the cutter must wash the hands. So if let's say I go and cut somebody else's hair, so I would have to wash my hands also, not just the one who had the haircut, but if I gave somebody else a haircut, so I would have to wash my hands too. That's an important thing to keep in mind. In the above case, after cutting the hair, both the one who cut the hair, both the one whose hair was cut and the cutter itself must wash the hands, for example, like a barber or something like that. But I mean, if they're cutting one after another, I'm not sure how that would work. They would have to ask a shayla in that case. But if I give somebody else a haircut, just something like this, I would have to go wash my hands after I'm done, and the person whose hair I cut would also have to wash their hands. Now, washing the hands one time is sufficient in this case. There are some opinions that require that are a little bit more on the stringent side, a little bit more on the stricter side. They do require each hand three times, but those who wash their hands one time, there is what to rely on when it comes to cutting the hair. Now, the various different other cases. Number one, you have, for example, by an upsharing, right? I come and I give one snip for the child, and it's giving the one snip, do I have to wash my hands? Well, I'm not talking about the little child washing the hands, but what about my hands? I cut one snip from the child's hair in an upsharing. What do I have to do? So taking a snip, taking a snip of a three-year-old boy's hair at an upsharon does not require the cutter to wash the hands. One would not have to wash their hands in that case. And it's a good thing to keep in mind. Sometimes you have 20 people that take a snip by a three-year-old boy by the upsharon. So it would not require them to wash their hands. So taking a snip from the three-year-old boy's hair at an upsharon does not require the cutter to wash the hands. Now, what about a beard? Sometimes people shave, cut their beard, they trim their payas, trim their beard, or these different type of situations. What about that? Do you have to wash your hands then? Good. I understand if I cut the hair on my head, I have to wash my hands. Fine. But what about I cut the beard, I shave, sometimes trim the payas, whatever the case is, these different type of cases. So cutting one's beard or payas, or shaving for that matter, which is cutting the beard basically, does not obligate one to wash the hands. So that's a good important thing to keep in mind, that cutting one's beard or payas or shaving does not obligate one to wash the hands. It's only whereby the head itself was cut. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Sometimes people trim their beard, sometimes they shorten their payas a little bit, whatever the case is. Shaving does not obligate one to wash their hands. It's only whereby they cut the hair in the head. These laws are found on the Halachas of Daily Living, page 31 and 32. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Rachel Koltuv.